Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Today, I will share Jesus' story of a great feast, a wedding feast given by a king in honor of his son. It's not so different from today's weddings, except the guest didn't show up. What do you think he's going to do to fill his empty wedding hall? Listen closely to this story. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who gave a wedding feast for his son's marriage. He sent his servants out to gather the wedding guests, and no one came. He gathered his servants together again and told them, 'Tell my guest, the banquet has been prepared, the fatted animals have been slaughtered, and the prize ox has been killed.' They went out, and they were ignored. One man said, I own a farm. I got work to do.' Another, 'I own a business. I have business to take care of.' Some seized the servants and killed them. When the king heard about this, he was outraged. He sent his army to kill those murderers and burn their city. He gathered the servants once again. 'My guests are not worthy to partake of my banquet. So therefore, go out into the street and the highways and invite anyone you find.' As they went out, they invited both the good and the evil. So later, when the king came down to inspect his guest, he found the banquet hall full. But he found one man who was not dressed in wedding garments. 'Sir, why are you not dressed in wedding garments? How did you even get in here?' Well, he was speechless. The king ordered his servants to bind him hand and foot and toss him into the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, because many are called, but few are chosen." Are you one of the chosen? This story from Jesus is packed with spiritual truths about entering his heavenly kingdom. Think about this question. Is your place secure in his kingdom based on the truths in this story? You'll find the story in the book of Matthew, chapter 22. I invite you to read it for yourself. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.